He's the famous frontman pulling double duty for both the Angels and the Screaming Jets. But even one of the busiest musos in Australia still has to stop for lunch and a chat to Oz Music's biggest names. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets.
And this is our Lunch with Gleeso catch-up podcast, with conversations you may have missed earlier and the parts we just didn't have time to play today.
This is one half of Busby Maru. How are you going, Tom Busby?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Mate, thanks for joining us. You guys aren't even 10 years old yet, but you seem to have packed a lot of touring and recording and stuff into those in the last 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, we definitely have. I mean, we've been playing for a long time, and I suppose we've just taken a little bit longer to hone our craft than most other big bands.
I think you're doing all right. Yeah. Sounds pretty honed to me.
Feeling pretty good. We've been going. Oh, it's ridiculous. I was just saying off air. It's crazy, crazy busy. And I keep saying every time I see someone, it's the busiest I've ever been, and then I get busier. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. They say it's better to be looking at it than looking for it when it comes to work.
Yeah, true.
Now, one of your main things that I love about you guys, and every time you hear a song by you guys, you kind of, it's got that indelible stamp on it, your beautiful harmonies and just really well-crafted songs. How long did it kind of take us to have the confidence that you guys knew what you were doing in the recording sphere?
A little while, I've got to say. We didn't realise what we had. We didn't realise the sound that we actually had. You know, we just like most bands that are around these days, we started in our little local pub and we played, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week to all our drunk mates for hours and hours and hours. And over the course of all those gigs, we developed this, you know, I suppose this partnership of just bouncing guitars and harmonies off each other. And when we first went to record our first EP, I remember this is with us having absolutely no idea, us saying, you know, let's... Can we sound like U2 and can we sound like Coldplay? And we were just absolutely blinded by what was in front of us. And thankfully, we had a good friend and a producer that, you know, he let us do a little bit of that sort of recording, and then he just set it to us straight, and he just kept A-B-ing all the pre-production with harmonies and guitars. And over the course of the few years after that, we realised, you know, well, that's right, that... that's our sound. Let's not try to overthink it.
The guitar work that you do together is really beautiful to listen to as well.
Well, yeah, I've got to say that Jeremy makes me look a lot better than I am at guitar. I didn't even want to play guitar at the start. I write the songs, of course, and, you know, sit down and play, and I would hand it over to Jeremy, but then, you know, as time went on, I looked really stupid on stage without a guitar in my hand. So
just standing there.
Yeah. But no, he really is a freak of nature. Jeremy's, you know, he always boasts that the Torres Strait Islanders, you know, if they can't play guitar, then they must be from Papua New Guinea. He says it's
such a beautiful
thing.
Musical culture, isn't it? The Torres Strait Island culture.
It's amazing. You know, every party we go to, a family get together or whatever it is, wedding or 21st, you know, we're always there. And they're always like, you know, is Tom coming to play? And I get there and we start singing, and one song in, his brothers have taken over and they're better guitarists and singers than me. So I don't quite understand it. You know, I'm like, why do you want me to come?
You guys are straight out of Rocky. Was it a kind of a big leap when you first started, you know, getting a bit of interest from John O'Donnell and people like that to come to the Big Smoke?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, particularly for Jeremy, he doesn't own a pair of shoes to this day. You know, it's all about his Bronco footy shorts and his pluggers. You know, I remember having a little bit of anxiety, I suppose. You know, it was all a lot of excitement, of course, as well, you know, but always this doubt that people thought maybe because we like wearing Bronco footy shorts and being comfortable with what we wear, are we supposed to look cool as well? Are we supposed to look like rock and roll stars? And again, you know, looking back in hindsight, it was the best thing we did. I think it was refreshing. There's a couple of blokes, you know, hairy, rough-looking heads and feel comfortable doing their thing. And particularly Jeremy, there's something about him that he can walk around with his gut hanging out and his Bronco footy shorts, and somehow he looks like a rock star. I don't know how.
It's the new rock star look.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
You've done plenty of touring around Australia. What's overseas been like for you guys?
Oh, great. I mean, we haven't tapped into it as much as we, I suppose, wanted just yet. You know, our main focus is really, we know our Australian audience is where we need to build and where, I suppose, where we need to grow. We've got a lot of that to do yet. But every time we go overseas, whether it's New Zealand, Canada, or you know, America, the crowds, they love it. And it feels like it's just a fresh start. So you can start all over again and tell the stories. I feel actually a bit more authentic telling Australian stories to people that, you know, aren't from Australia.
Yeah, right.
I really do love that. We're going over pretty soon to spend a bit more time in Canada and work the markets and just you get a vibe over there. So, yeah, we can't wait.
It's a cultural exchange by the sound of it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely is. On and off the field.
Now, you speak of being a Broncos fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Dragons fan. So yeah. that didn't go as well as it could have.
No.
How important is your sports, you know, your rugby league team to you?
Big time. Yeah, no, yep. My family have been associated with the Broncos forever. My two of my brothers played for them.
You know,
they didn't get a start in the A grade at the time. I think one of them got booted out with Julian O'Neill. Doing all sorts of things. But my brother-in-law is the CEO of the Broncos as well
now.
It's a big family affair. We really, really love it. And Jeremy, well, when he gets more starstruck seeing Sammy Thaiday walk down than he would Evangelina Jolie.
Unreal. Great to hear.
Can we just add too, Gleeso, that our special guest today was part of last year's Oztober Garage Session as well.
Tell us about last year's Garage Session. How was it?
It was fantastic. Well, again, Paul Kelly and James Rain there. We did a big one with that. Also, I've got to say, you know, this is me being a bit of a fan here, but one of the Australian cover songs that we did was Shiver by Screaming Jets.
So. All right. There you go. There you go.
We bring it out from time to time when we need the crowd to get on our side.
Thanks very much. Well, I mean, when we first heard that song, obviously it's a Boys Next Door birthday party song.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it in the movie Dogs in Space with Michael Hutchinson.
Wow. And
fell in love with it instantly. Two chords, perfect.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And what do you got coming up?
We've got plenty coming up. We're recording our new music at the moment, some big songs, hopefully bigger and better than anything we've recorded before, working with lots of different producers and kind of putting a lot more time and effort into this than any other music we've ever released. But we also do a big festival at the end of the year, you know, in our hometown of Rockhampton. It's our own festival we present. It's called One Hot Night. And last year we had Amy Shark and ourselves play, and this year we've secured Dean Lewis, who's absolutely taken over the world at the moment.
Yeah,
she's crazy.
Absolutely killing it.
So that should be great. Ourselves, a young girl named Tia Costello, and a local band, Silky Fuzz, and a special guest as well to be announced very soon. I probably can't announce that yet, but he is an Australian absolute legend.
Ooh. Cool.
Okay.
What's it like curating your own festival?
Stressful. as if we don't have enough already on. But it's brilliant because we go back and play a huge show back, you know, every year of our own. But this time we thought, well, let's make their shows even bigger and bring some mates and people along. And it's for our hometown. It's something we always wanted to do if we ever got to the position we're in, and we're doing it. So, it feels good.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, Tom Busby from Busby Maru, and see you around the traps, mate.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso.